Amen. God bless y'all this morning. I got called in to do double duty today. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Good to have Brother David and Sister Laura with us this morning, as always. And before we get started, let's just all bow our heads and speak to the author this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord, to come to your house, Lord, together. Lord, and around your word, and Lord, we thank you for all your blessings on us, and we just pray that you bless this service this morning. Lord, as we endeavor to look into your word, Lord, we just pray that you come speak to us this morning, Lord. Give us what we have need of. Bless our brother David as he comes to bring the word to us this morning. And Lord, just give us what we have need of. And Father, bless each part of this service. We commit it all to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This morning, going to go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, and begin at verse 18. And scripture says, "And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he may bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, and that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us." And this morning, y'all might find it a little funny this morning. I entitled this, "What is the meaning of this?" And for those of us that were together yesterday at Brother Kern's house, we were playing this little game, and you're trying to give hints to words, and people are trying to guess the words. And it was quite funny because it's very hard to come up with the right words, because if you're trying to give hints, but the problem is if you give it too easy, it's not hard to figure out what the word is. So then, but if it's too vague, then nobody has any idea what you're talking about. And you know, and so you know, it's like it becomes a real struggle to understand some of these things. But you know, when you look at it, because I was playing the moderator, and so here I am trying to give definitions to words and trying to give clues and hints, and the more I've done it, the more confused people look sometimes. And then, but it's like, well, if I made it real easy, y'all would. I mean, it just, you know, you're not playing the game because you're making it too easy on everybody. But so it was a little bit of a struggle trying to play this game, but it was so funny because people kept getting closer and closer and closer, but it's like, well, they're not seeing it. But see, but you're getting closer every step of the way. And you know, I was reading here in the scripture, I was thinking about that last night, and I was thinking about what Brother Chris Long was preaching on the other day when he was talking about the books, the one book, two books, and the you book. And you know, when you begin to look at it, it's you. It's in that book. You are that book. And you begin to see yourself in that book. And the one thing he was talking about at the beginning of the sermon, when he kept talking about the symbols in the scripture, you know, we're confused by the symbols and we don't understand the symbols. But you know, over time they become clear, because the more you see yourself in the word, when you see yourself, then it becomes more clear to you, because you're seeing Christ and you're seeing Christ in you. You see in the word, then it becomes more clear to you. So the symbols are not so confusing, but you're beginning to see more. And when Brother Chris was ministering, afterwards I told him, I said, what comes to my mind is the Mission Impossible. Some of y'all remember the old Mission Impossible, when Peter Graves would come up and he would just speak to somebody on the street. You know, he just walk up to somebody and he would speak to them. And, you know, it's just a common, mundane kind of conversation. They would say something and he would say something. And then the other person would speak. And if you were listening to that conversation, it would mean anything to you. I mean, it's just normal, mundane, common conversation. But the problem was, is when he's speaking to that person and that person is responding, then he knows there is a secret that's being conveyed between the two that nobody else sees. But it's only those two that are speaking understand. And then when he speaks the right word, then he tells him, you go here and you find what you're looking for. And that's when he went and found the, you know, the cassette player. But you know, he had to go through those steps to bring him to the place that he needed to come to.
Right.
And so, you know, you see how that works. And you know, I was talking about that because, you know, Brother Branham talked about that mystery. You know, God had a mystery, a secret mystery hidden in the back part of his mind that he kept secret. But the mystery didn't become known until he began to convey it. See, when, you know, because we didn't see, even though he spoke through the prophets throughout the whole Old Testament, and he began to speak to through the prophets, people didn't realize that was God in human flesh before the people.
Right.
You know, sometimes they missed it because, you know, I mean, it's, you know, they're up there and they're talking, thinking that God was behind badger skin. God's in the tabernacle. He's in the holiest place, and he's in there. And it's like, well, don't let him speak. But God stood in the human flesh of Moses, speaking to them.
Right.
There was God speaking to them, and they're like, don't let God speak to us. Moses, you speak to us. Well, it was God speaking through Moses to them. And they missed that God was speaking to them here. Here he was speaking to them. And they murmured and complained against Moses and not realizing that's God's mouthpiece. That's God in human flesh to them. And he's speaking to them and trying to help them along the way. And they miss what has happened. Here's God with them all the way. Every time they failed, every time they murmured, every time they complained, no matter what happened, it didn't change God's plan. He still was with them. He was still encouraging them. He was still leading them. He didn't stop. But they missed that God was with them.
Right.
Here's God leading them the whole way. And, you know, and he tried to, you know, lead them all the way, show them that they were going into the land of promise. But because of their unbelief is what held them back. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, I always like this one because Deuteronomy chapter 5, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, we read the reading of the Ten Commandments before they go into the Promised Land. Because they're reading, he's leading them back to the, because in Exodus 20 is when God gave them the Ten Commandments, but in Deuteronomy 5, he's speaking to them and of the, giving them, going back over the law, and giving them the word again. And then in chapter 6 here, as they're leading again, and they're saying, why does he bring these things up? And it says that you may know what is right in the sight of the Lord for you to do these things. And it says, you know, why are we following all these things? Because these are the laws of God to lead us into the land of promise. And so it's like he's giving you the same opportunity to give the children the same thing he gave to their fathers. Their fathers didn't stay with the word. The fathers didn't go all the way, but the children are here and he's giving them the same law and he's giving them. He said, so why do we have these testimonies? Because God was faithful to his word.
Right.
He let them all these. Why do we have these testimonies? Why do we have these statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God commanded you? Because he promised Abraham, and he came to the children of Israel, and he brought them out of the land of bondage. And the scripture says, he said, and thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his house before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he may bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. So he's showing them that now is the time of going in, and he's showing all, these are the things that took place. Now, you know, here they are seeing these things, and they were wondering where God was for so many years. You know, we're the chosen people of God, and here they are, bondsmen. You know, death and destruction and all the things they faced. And it's like, where is God in all this? Then when God comes on the scene, and he showed the miracles.
Right.
He done all the miracles, the signs, the wonders. And it was to encourage them. It wasn't for everybody else. It was to encourage them.
Amen.
But you go back and listen to the Philistines. You go back and listen to the other tribes that were there. When Rahab, when they crossed into the promised land, and Rahab's in there, said, you know, when we y'all crossed over, we heard what God done in Egypt. Our hearts melted with it. We'd had no fight in us. We didn't have no place to stand. We were not going to make it. If your God can do those things, we didn't have a chance. But you know what? God spoke to them, and it wasn't for the world. But the world took it. There was all those tribes, all those nations saw that. It's like, wow, this God's powerful. He's going to lead them through. They're going to overtake all this because it was promised. And look what all the things that have taken place. All the ten gods of Egypt, he destroyed every one of them. He showed that they were powerless.
Right.
Everything that every plague that come upon Egypt was showing that their gods were powerless. And showed every god that Egypt had, God showed his power and overtook them. And not only that, see, Moses went out there and began to tell them, said, listen, the river's going to turn to blood. There's going to be darkness. There's going to be frogs. The locusts and everything's coming. But you know, he spoke it before it came to pass. He warned the people and told them, said, listen, if your God's powerful, then let him stop it. But the God of heaven spoke and said, listen, y'all going to face these things.
That's right.
Amen. And they saw it, and they saw that Egypt saw the destruction, but the children of Israel saw God was faithful to his word.
Right.
But you know, all those times when they faced all those things, and when the darkness came and all that, there was light in Goshen. There was safety in Goshen. They had protection in Goshen. And then when it came for their time, then all of a sudden, all he had to do was, they had to follow what the word said.
Right.
Just come follow what the word said. And then here he is, he's leading them out. It's time for you to get ready. It's time to get ready because we're seeing things take place. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, get your shoes on, get your staff in your hand. We got a getting out of here meal to eat.
Right.
There's a roasted lamb. There's unleavened bread. We're time to feast. And people didn't see that. They're like, hey, we're gonna take all this lamb, we're gonna roast it, we're gonna eat it, and we're gonna get out of here. And the whole time they're so worried about what was gonna take place. What's the neighbors think? What's the nations around us think? No. God was encouraging them the whole time, showing them it's time to get ready to go. And it's such a wonderful thing to see that God has allowed us to see these things just like them. It's time to get ready to go. And, you know, he led them out all this through this journey, bringing them through. God was faithful to them the whole time. You know, I get down on myself sometimes. And maybe y'all don't. I do. You know, I you know, as Brother Dale used to say, you have your little pity parties. And but you know, I go back and I love reading the Old Testament. Brother Donnie says I preach out of the Old Testament all the time. I was like, well, I find myself there many times.
Amen.
And I really enjoy reading because, you know, you see these people and you think, why do these people struggle with all of this? When you've seen the supernatural take place, when you've seen the miracles, when you've seen what God's promised you, and it comes to pass, and we still struggle with these things. It's like, why are they struggling with this? It's like, why didn't they just have bold and be faithful and just, you know, rest in God and everything like that? And then I sit and when I face things in life, and I think, you know what? Because I'm human too. Just like they were human.
Right.
And it's like, well, you know, I've got him on the inside.
Amen.
And I still struggle.
Amen.
I still have doubt.
Right.
And you know, that's the reason, if you get into the Word, you know, he comes and abides and he speaks to you. And he shows you, he encourages you.
That's right.
Hey, this is for you.
Yes.
Just like they struggled. But you know what? God was faithful to them. But he rose up a group. There was a faithful group that rose up.
Yes.
And you know what? They went all the way. They put all the things behind them. Here's a group that rose up, and they didn't worry about, well, our father's done this and our father's done that. They failed. But there was a group that rose up that were going in to take the promise. That the promised land, they weren't held back by those things. And the word came to them, and they took the word. And it's like, listen, this word is for me. And so this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, Brother Branham said, you know, God sends things our way sometimes for us to do certain things. And then he said, then we will see that God has proved what he said he was to that person. And then God testifies the thing the person testified of. So things happen in our lives that God sends things our way. He wants us to do things. And, you know, he was talking about Naaman going to the river to Jordan and baptizing. He said, well, Naaman didn't have to go to the water to be baptized, to dip seven times. But that's what the prophet told him to do.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
You know, Elijah could have told him, said, you're clean, and left. But was he going? But would he have faith to believe what Elijah told him to do? Would he have faith to go to the water and get baptized? Would he actually go dip seven times? When he went out there and says, well, "We got better, there's better rivers to dip in than the Jordan." Who would want to go to that? And that, I mean, this is dirty water. He's like, well, do you want to get clean? You know, the young servant girl said, my Lord said, well, if he told you to do some great thing, if you had to go do some great, that was very hard to do and difficult and time consuming, would you, oh yeah, I'd do that. Would you go down there and dip in the river seven times? So, oh yeah. It's like, well, you know, he had to humble himself to go step in that muddy water and dip seven times. And when he did, then the Lord come on the scene and cleansed him just like the prophet told him to do. And so you see all the way through, and there's many, many scriptures, but, you know, I think about the children of Israel, you know, as they go and their journey, and not only then, but after they come into the promised land, you know, they still have issues, they still have problems, and you know, they continue on, and it goes right back to the same thing. And, you know, I was reading about when Samuel, when Samuel was the prophet, and they came in, and God began to speak to Samuel as a young man. And, you know, he'd never heard the voice of God before. And Eli told him, said, listen, when you hear that, he said, just speak to the Lord, here am I. And hear what he had to say. And you know, when God began to speak to Samuel, you know, he was troubled at what God told him. And you know, he was standing there one day, and he was like, he didn't know what to do in the situation when God spoke to him. And Eli called him. He said, what did the Lord tell you? And he said, don't hold anything back. He said, God do to you and more if you hold anything back. And he told him, he said, because judgments come upon your house because of your sons and the iniquity that took place, and you've not done anything about it. And you know, when God came and to them, and God began to speak to Samuel about the word of the Lord, and become, and the scripture tells us that later on, it says that he began to grow, and God began to speak to him. And it says, and the word of Samuel came to all Israel. This is 1 Samuel chapter 4. And it said, now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And it says, and the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. When they joined the battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of their army in the field about 4,000 men. And here's this battle going on. And what was interesting is here in the scripture that you'll see, it says, and the people were come into the camp. The elders of Israel said, wherefore the Lord has smitten us today before the Philistines. Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of the enemies, of our enemies. And so they go and get the Ark of the Covenant, and they bring that into the camp. But you know, the one thing that you find out in the reading of the scripture, the children of Israel, when they're fighting against the Philistines, they never consult Samuel. There's not one time they consult Samuel in all this. But the leaders decided, hey, we're going to go get the Ark of the Covenant. And we're going to bring the Ark of the Covenant in. And they had all this great rejoicing that the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the camp, and the Philistines were hearing it. And the Philistines were afraid. It says the Philistines were afraid when the Ark of the Covenant came in. But you know, later on, when they rose up to fight, after the children of Israel had the Ark of the Covenant with them, and the scripture says, and the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. So the first battle, they lost 4,000. And it's like, oh, we're just gonna go get the Ark of the Covenant and bring it into camp. And they set the Ark of the Covenant up. And then there was a great slaughter beyond that. And everybody begins to wonder, what happened? And you know, that's when the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines. And it was brought unto Dagon. And you know, we know the god Dagon was broken up into pieces and all that, and God smote the people because they had taken the Ark. But you know, when they took the Ark of the Covenant, the people's like, well, we just got the Ark. We've got the Word. We've got this covenant here. We're showing this. But that's not what helped them. When the prophet was there, they never consulted the prophet to see what to do. And it's just like, because later on, after they went through all of this, and they're still in battle, and they're still under this attack, and they're losing. And then finally, Samuel comes to them one day and tells them. He said, the only way that you're going to get this is if you come back to the Word and repent. There's a time of repentance. You must come back to this. And then if you will hold to the Word, then God will deliver you. But if you don't, then you're still under this bondage. You're still being attacked. And you know, and then when they came, then God was able, when they began to cry out to Samuel for deliverance, to turn back to God, then that God was able to deliver them. And so, you know, many times in our lives and other people, you see, you know, it's just not just taking the Word, but it's actually taking the Word and applying it to ourselves and holding it. And it takes a life of repentance. It takes a life of humility. Yes. Because if we're not humble before the Lord, then all this is not going to help us.
Right.
Toting a Bible and reading a Bible. But you know, it's saying the right thing.
Yes.
And believing what God says and taking what God said. And Lord, try me. Create in me a new heart, a clean heart. Lord, help me that I have all of these battles and many things that we're facing. But you know what? The same God that delivered them is with us today.
Amen.
And you know, today we see the wars and rumors of war. We see all these things happening. But you know what? I thank God for one thing. We're starting a new year. That puts us one day closer to the coming of the Lord. We are one day closer. And you know, we see the things that are taking place, but praise God that we see these things. You know, we know tomorrow's headlines today, as Brother Ernie used to say all the time. What a wonderful time. What a wonderful day to live in. What a wonderful place to be in. And you know, and if you know what the Word says, I thought about Sister Hattie, right? Hearing the Word go forth. The words went forth, and we've heard the Word.
Amen.
And all she done was she said one thing: that ain't nothing but the truth.
Right. Yeah.
And I believe that.
Yes.
And just as Brother Chris was talking about that little boy playing in that house, when he began to look, he saw that mirror and he's like, hey, that's me.
Right.
I identified me. That's me. I see myself. I see the day and hour which we live, and I realize this is for me, this is mine, and I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to claim it.
Right.
It's like, well, you may have the hardest battles you've ever had this year, but you know what? You're going to have the greatest victories
Amen.
You've ever had this year.
Amen.
It's a great thing. This is going to be our starting of a new year. We got opportunities. Many times we think, well, we just got more problems and more struggles and, you know, a lot more questions and everything. But you know what? We still have the answer.
Right. Amen.
Jesus is the answer to every question in life.
Amen.
And he's still on the throne. And he said he's going to lead you and guide you. He said, Lord, I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world, to the end of the age.
Yes.
That's encouraging to me. No matter how the devil comes in and attacks, whatever comes our way, you know, praise God, we know who to run to. We know that we're encouraged. We know where to stand. It looks confusing to everybody else, but you know what? It's not confusing to me. Praise God that God has given us a light to see. He's given us a word that speaks to us and shows us who we are. And if you wonder what the meaning of things are, you take it to God and you get in the Word and He'll show you what these things mean.
Right. Amen.
I'm so glad He gave my life meaning. Because without it, we wouldn't know where we'd be at or what to do. But thanks God, we know. You know, it's because, you know, many people that they want to be. You ask people, you know, they want to be rich and famous and all these type things. And, you know, they have certain things that they want. I want to be faithful to God.
Amen.
I want to be faithful to His Word.
Yes.
That's all I want in this life.
Amen.
I want to be all that He wants me to be. And that's the greatest accomplishment we can have in this life. Amen. Well, God bless you this morning.
Amen.